Okay, good. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Nun. Chulin Daf Nun, we start with Mem Tesem Abeis. We are a couple of lines up as we continue through Elu Trefis. Six lines up from the bottom on Mem Tes Amid Beis. Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, we was just talking about, we got into a little tangent related to Mayim Megulim, because we got into conversations that took place where somebody says, one of the Amoraim said it's Mutter, because after all, Atar HaChasal HaMonash Yisrael, and the other Tana says, what do you mean? So-and-so said it's Aser, and it's Nisid Daraisa, or it's Hakadosh Tafashos. That's how we got into the discussion of Mayim Gluyim and Lamaisa. We spoke about the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon about whether it is something that we should hold of and be careful with today. That is the Gra and the Shlach HaKadosh quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in the beginning of Kuf Tezayin in Yeridea, while the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus says that one does not have to worry about it based on Tosfos in Maseches Beitza. Today is the day, as you see here, I have all four volumes of, in this Shulchan Aruch, of Yeridea. So we're going to use all four volumes of Yeridea today of the Shulchan Aruch at different times. Okay, Bez Hashem. Let's go. Amar Rav Nachman, six lines up. Chelev ha'asui kekova eino sosem. Rav Nachman made a statement, chelev that is shaped like a hat, like a helmet, a kova, eino sosem, does not function as a stopper. It's not going to be a good stopper, and therefore, if it's next to a nekev, it's not going to work. Hecha amrila, what was he talking about? Well, hecha, I'm sorry, where was the Rav Nachman talking about? Amrila chiti de karkasha. Some say he was talking about the parts of the body that were shaped like chitim, karkasha, by the rectum. The amri la tarpisha deliba, and some say it was talking about before the fat that's on the heart. Rashi says shuman halev haasui kekova v'alev nechbabo, part of fat that's sitting on the heart. So either way, Rav Nachman was talking about one of those fats, and he said it is not a good closer. Amar Rava shmas minad Rav Nachman tarti. Rava said that I heard from Rav Nachman two things: chimsa bar chimsa. I heard there were two types of fats, one named chimsa, one named bar chimsa, right? They're both chalef on the keva, Rashi says, but v'lo yadana hebinayu. I don't know which one is the one that is so same, which is not so same. I'm not sure which one. Rav Huna bar Chinana, Rav Huna breder of Nachman, Omar, bar chimsa sasim, chimsa lo sasim. These two great rabbis said, bar chimsa is the one that's so same, and chimsa is not so same. Omer of Tavos. Rav Tavos says, yeah, you remember that? V'simanech, how do you remember which one? How do you remember bar chimsa is the one that's so same? Yafek koach ben mikoach av. Because bar chimsa, the one that is bar, the one that's the son, is more powerful. It's the one that's so same, and therefore, that's how you remember the bar chimsa is the one that's so same, and not the chimsa. So this comes up. Other places, just to give you one other place where this comes up, where does the Chazal say, Yafakocha ben mikochav? It says it in Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos, we talk about Yafakocha ben mikochav. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Yud Ches, in Hilcha Shabbos, Kishem she'asur levashel ba'ur, kachlev asur levashel batolda sa'or. So we know on Shabbos, just like it's asur to cook in fire, it's asur to cook in something that was cooked in fire. Told us, or kagon litain beitza b'tzad kedera, to put an egg next to an urn. Because you have an urn over there. So you put an egg next to it, so the urn is not fire, the urn is a tolda of fire. But there's an issur d'oraisa. So cooking on Shabbos is not just in fire, but in toldos of fire. Tzad kedera, o l'shabra al sudar shehu chabar kedei shetitzala. Or to roast it on a sudar, on a garment that was cooked fire also, so that it'll be roasted. All of that is asur de'oraisa. And then the Shulchan Aruch is v'afilu b'toldos chama, even in something that was heated by the sun. Now we get into the world of derabanan. Kegon besudar shucha b'chama asur gzeira atu toldos ha'ur. Right, that's a gzeira, because if you cook in something that was heated by the sun, people might think, we get confused with something that was heated by the fire. V'chein asur latmina b'chol o b'avak drachim, or if you cook in sand, or some type of dirt that was heated by the sun also. Aval, the Shulchan Aruch says, b'chama atzma, if you could come up with a case of cooking in the sun itself, not something that was heated by the sun, but the sun itself, v'litin beitza b'chama, v'litin mayim b'chama, put water in the sun in order for it to get hot, mutter. That is mutter. So you see, cooking in a toldos chama is asur d'rabanan, cooking in chama is mutter. So the Gemara, the Chazal say, related to this principle also, yafek koach ben mikoach av. The ben, the son, S-O-N, is going to be more chomer than the son, S-U-N, which is the father. So Yafa Koach HaBen, Mikoach HaAv, in terms of Yisurin. That's Shin Yud Ches, Siv Gimel, where else you have this principle of Yafa Koach HaBen, Mikoach HaAv. Okay, getting back to fats. Hey Chimsa Vehei Bar Chimsa. So, what is the Chimsa and the Bar Chimsa? What is, we said, Bar Chimsa is so same and Chimsa is not so same. So Tashma, let's try to see from a conversation, Rava quoted this from Rav Nachman, but we don't exactly know which fats Rav Nachman were talking about. What exactly is the Chimsa and the Bar Chimsa, which are both fats on the Keva? Again, Rashi says. So Tashma, Dama Rav Nachman made a statement about this discussion. Inhu Mechal Achli, Uladidon Mistam Nami Lo Sasim. Rav Nachman had a rhetorical statement where he said, Inhu, they, those in Eretz Yisrael, they eat it, Mechal Achli, they even eat this item, and according to us, Ladidon Mistam Nami Lo Sasim, we are so machmir that we say it's not even so same. Remember what we said yesterday? We said yesterday from Rav that kosher fats are so same, and non-kosher fats are not so same. That's what we said yesterday's daf. So Rav Nachman said, "Inu mechal achli, this type of fat that is under discussion, they in Eretz Yisrael, they're mekel even to eat it, and we're so machmir that we don't eat it, but we don't even assume that it could be so same. It could be kosher enough that it could be so same." So you see, he said, how could there be such a gap between the different minhagim of B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Bavel? That was his statement. Let's just continue, and then we will talk about that statement. So, what did he make that statement about? So, says the Gemara, Da Akashsa, there are two parts of fat that the Gemara says is on the Keva. One is shaped like a semicircle, like a bow, like a keshes, like a rainbow, kashta, and one is shaped a little less bent, a little less bow-like, so the Gemara calls that the ayisra, the bowstring. So, let's see. Da akashta kuli amalo pligi da asur. The type of fat that's shaped, the part of the fat that's shaped like a bow, everybody agrees, that's asur, that is not considered kosher. Ki pligi da ayisra. The machlokis is on the Gemara calls the bowstring, not the keshes, but the ayisro, the extra part of it, the bowstring, the yeser. So some say that's the part under discussion of Rav Nachman. Ika da amre, da ayisro kuli amalo pligi da shari, or the opposite. Some say that the bowstring, the less circular part of the fat, everybody agrees that's mutter. Ki pligi da a kashasa. The machlokis is about the bow itself. The bow itself, that part of the fat that's shaped like a bow. That's the machlokas, 2 days. Kiha, so Rashi says this kiha is going back on the first version. Kiha da amar of Avia, amar Rebbe Ami. Like Rebbe Avia said in the name of Rebbe Ami. Rebbe Ami, who was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Ami. Mikamsin. Rebbe Avia said in the name of Rebbe Ami that we used to be mikamates. We used to peel off the edge of the top of the fat that touched the other parts of the fat that were not kosher. We used to eat the rest. We used to just peel off the top and we were able to eat the rest. Okay, so the Gemara figured out what is chimsa, what is bar chimsa. The part that is mutter, that is the bar chimsa, 2 days is the Gemara, whether that's referring to the bow-shaped part of the fat on the keva or the bowstring-shaped part. But they used to either, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael were more makel than B'nai Bavel. Rashi again here, like he does throughout this Masechta, gets into Psak. Rashi at the end of the Ki Pligi Dibre Maschel, Rashi says, Ula Didon Travayhu Asiri. Right, this is very Lamaisa. Rashi, they didn't always have separate butchers, right? Rashi was brought all the questions. Ula Didon Travayhu Asiri. So we all, they're both Aser. De Basar B'nai Bavel Gererinan. We go after B'nai Bavel. Da Anan B'nai Gola Anan. Rashi says, we live in Galus. So we go after the B'nai Bava who are Machmir. Ukalishna Kama Ulachumra. And we go like the Lishna Kama and Lachumra. So the Lishna Kama was the more Machmir one, right? The bow, everybody agrees, is Asr, and the Machlok is about the bow strings. So Rashi says they're both Asr, because we go like B'nai Bava Lachumra. Why? And then Rashi quotes the Yesod, Imsak, to call Hecha Di'ika Tre Lishni B'Gemara. Whenever there are two Lishnas in the Gemara, this is the rule. Imi Didar Raisa, who is the Lachumra. If it's an issue of daraisa, like here, so you go lachumra. It will be derabanan zil basar basra. And by derabanan, you go after the basra. That's the rule. Daraisa, you go after the machmir. Derabanan, you go after the basra. Whether that's machmir or mekel. Okay, Rashi says he is machmir by both because b'nei gola. this phrase of Inhu Mechel Achli Uli Dijan Mr. Nami Losasim, this comes up in other places as well. If you look in the Magen Avram, look in the Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avram says, let's say somebody makes Shabbos early. So he makes early Shabbos in summer months, Reish Samach Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Samach Aleph, starts off what a Ne'inu Yehudi is allowed to do for a Jew during Ben Hashmashas. Mutter lo mele ne Yehudi, Ben Hashmashas, l'hadin el sarach Shabbos. We pass an Amir la'akim during Ben Hashmashas is mutter. V'chein lomer lo lasos kamalacha, shilu tzarach mitzvah, oshu tarad v'nechpaz aleha. Then the Rama adds, v'chein, misha kibel olav Shabbos, sha'a osha tayim kodem chashecha. Somebody makes early Shabbos. Yachal lomer le'eno Yehudi, l'had l'kaner v'shar dvarim shetzarech. And there's only a guy around, so you can ask the guy to do malacha for you. If somebody makes early Shabbos, somebody can ask a guy to do malacha for you. Where does that come from? So the Magen Avraham quotes, Afilu shelo b'makom mitzvah. Even if it's not l'tzarach mitzvah. If you made early Shabbos, why? The kivid she'od hayom gadol, since it's still light outside, bevadai yesh makomot she'adayin lo kibbol alayim Shabbos. There must be places out there in the world that didn't accept Shabbos yet. If I made early Shabbos, there are places that didn't make early Shabbos yet, and therefore it's not Shabbos to them, so objectively in the world, who says it's Shabbos? V'damya lahad amrinan inhu mechalach li lididon mistam nami lo sasim. Because the Gemara right here in Chulin Daf Nun. Ready quotes, it's similar to this case where Rav Nachman says, how could it be that we're so different that right, they eat it, that we don't even use it to close up the fats, right, to close up the hole? So that's what the Magen Avraham uses that out of context to say it can't be that Jews are doing such different things if it's not Shabbos for them. If it's not Shabbos for them, so it's Shabbos for me, but you know what? It's got to be not such an extreme difference, and therefore I could ask a guy to do malacha for me. That's the Magen Avraham uses that principle. The Machzor Shekel here on the bottom is not so thrilled with how he uses the principle. He says it's somewhat different. Right, a piece of meat is a piece of meat. So you can't say a piece of meat has, you have different nihukim about a piece of fat. Mashenki, when it comes to Shabbos, it could be totally Shabbos for one person or totally not Shabbos for another person. So he's not totally thrilled with that comparison, but that is the Magen Avraham in Reish Samach Aleph Sif Zayin. This is talking about a guy. I mean, the halacha is even by a Jew. Let's say I make early Shabbos. Am I allowed to ask a Jew to do malacha for me? All right. So what happens all the time? Forget early Shabbos. Let's say a woman lights candles and then she wants somebody. She forgot to turn off the oven. And she wants some malacha to be done. So what does she do? She asks a family member. She doesn't do it herself because we paskin right that the woman is mekabel Shabbos with her lighting, but she asks a family member. So if you look in Reish Samach Gimel, this halacha is quoted beferish. Reish Samach Gimel, the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and the Rama adds on. Reish Samach Gimel, Yud Zayin, last sif in the Siman. Yesh Omrim, Shemisha Kibel Olav Shabbos Kodem Shachashecha, Mutter Lomar Li Yisrael L'Chaveir Lassos Lomalacha. Shulchan Aruch says, some say that if somebody accepts Shabbos, you're allowed to ask their friend to do malacha for them. Right, the Kivan, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kivan, quoting the Taz, Kivan Shalachaveiro Mutter, since it's mutter for my friend, ain't Isra Amira Shayach Bazeh. There's no Isra Amira when it's not Shabbos for him yet. Right, this doesn't mean 2 minutes before the 18 minutes, meaning if it's a real chash coming up, that I can ask him. But if it is early enough, that I can ask him. And therefore, that is mutter. The machlokas is whether this applies to Motzi Shabbos as well. The Ramah adds on to the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah adds on, Misha ma'achar lehispalol b'motzoi Shabbos. Let's say somebody is davening late on Motzi Shabbos, Osha mamshach sudas b'alayler, is having a long shalosh shudas, mutter lo malach haveru Yisrael shekvar hispalel v'hivdil, la'asos lo malachto, l'hadok lo neros l'vasho lo. Somebody wants a hot shalosh shudas. So he could speak to his friend who already had finished Shabbos, and he could cook for him. Umutter lehenos v'lechem imalachto, kain nire li. Says the Ramah, just like it works on Erev Shabbos, Knesset Shabbos, so too it should work on Motzai Shabbos. That's the Ramah's extension of the Shulchan Aruch. The Lavush is very upset about this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in short, but if you look at the Lavush says, what are you talking about? How can you compare the two? When the Shabbos didn't start yet, so it depends. If somebody didn't start Shabbos, so then fine, you can get somebody to do Malacha. But Motzai Shabbos, if it's still Shabbos for me, it's Shabbos for me. So what he finished? So he does not think that you can compare the two. And also, even the Ramah would say this only applies if I acknowledge there's another day that I could have ended Shabbos, and And I did it. But if I think that there's no shita that says out there that you can end Shabbos yet, and you did, then for sure I can't. But that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush in short. Va'Levush Oser. Elam Kein Beirach V'Siach Taito Me'a Shabbos. V'Achronim Eskimo Ma'Shulchan Aruch. V'Chulu. Okay, so that is the discussion, but it's an extension of that Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham used this principle when it comes to asking a goy to do malacha after a makabel Shabbos, and then the machlokas, the Rama and the Levush, is what about on Motzei Shabbos when it comes to a Jew? When it comes to a Jew on Erev Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Rama and the Levush have the machlokas about Motzei Shabbos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avia. Amar Rabbi Avia. I was in front of Rabbi Ami. Kamtsu v'habu leva achil. And what did they do? They were kalmates. They skimmed off the top, and they gave it to him, and then he ate it. We just said this type of fat that was on the border. They skimmed off the part that touched the problematic part, and he ate the rest. Shamid Rabbi Chanina, havikoi kamid Rabbi Chanina. One time, the shamish of Rabbi Chanina was in front of him. Amar le kmotz havuli de'echol. So Rabbi Chanina says to him, could you please skim off the top and give it to me? I want to eat those fats. Chazye dehavikam machasem. He saw that he was a little hesitant. He saw that he wasn't interested. Right, he was, Rashi says, lo sachsom shor b'disho, sachsom gamgame. He was like stopping, he was preventing. So he was, the servant didn't want to do it, the Mishamish. Amale, bavot! Says, you Babylonian! Right, he was in front of Rebbe Chanina, so who was from Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe said, his Mishamish must have been from Bavel. Bavot, gum shadi. He says, gum and shadi, cut it off, and shadi, and throw it to me, meaning throw away the part that you cut off and give it to me. Meaning he's noting that, he himself, the Babylonian, the Bavloat, he was knowing Bo Isser, therefore he's going to do it, but he give it to me. So give it to me, and therefore it would be okay. That's a big sugya of if you think something is Asur, are you allowed to, if you think it was Mutter, are you allowed to talk to somebody who thinks it's usher. Here's not exactly the same case. Here, the Rabbi Chanina is not giving it to the Shammai. He just said, cut it for me. There are cases in the Gemara where the Gemara talks about where there's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, and is a person who thinks it's mutter allowed to, without the other person knowing, kind of lifnei iver the other person. This Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud or so, where there was a certain type of Sukkah, where the decorations hung down very low, machlokas, whether that passed the Sukkah or not. There were ones that, there was some Rabbanim that thought it did not pass the Sukkah, that invited people over that they thought it passed the Sukkah, they were giving them to eat and they didn't say anything, and they said, oh, did you change your opinion? They're like, no! Right, we're shluchei mitzvah, and therefore we're pata from sukkah, but the writ for their ass, I think it's in Sukkah Daf Yud, how could he have done this? He was tripping him up. But either way, here, that's not exactly this case, because he was just saying, kum shadi, not that you, would take part in it, but you come from Bavel, which has a minug l'chomra, and therefore, just cut it off and throw it out, but I'm interested in eating it. Right, the principle of minhagim, L'chumra she'yatzim isham comes up in various places. Probably the most famous one is Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni for a ben chutz la'aretz that is in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif Sheni. So we know that was that's the one of the most more common chumras. It comes up on Purim too. Somebody is ben Yudal or ben Tezav and they're in another place on Purim. But regarding Yontif Sheni, just to quote you the two opinions again, as is known, Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim hold that this is included in this sugya of Chumras Hamakom Sheyatzam Isham, and therefore, if some Ben Chutz Laaretz is planning to go back to Chutz Laaretz and he's only there for Yontif, so then he must hold of 2 days. This goes all the way back 500 years to the Chuvis Avkas Rochel, Yosef Cairo's Chuvis. It is a mystery why the Shulchan Aruch did not put this in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but he does have it in the Avkas Rochel. Sheila, he says if somebody goes, he has the Sheila in both directions. So he says it's a Dover Pashat, the Kol Shadaito Lachzer, Noe Kamakam Sheyatzim Isham, Afilu Lahakel. Ubavachelo Yasib Ifnei, Bnei Amakam Shalach Lasham. So he quotes, all of the days here, I'll just read you the last paragraph. V'chein mishabam mechutz la'aretz la'aretz Yisrael, v'dayto lachzer, havi b'chal b'nei chutz la'aretz ninhu, v'chein ma'isim b'chol yom. And he says this is common practice here in the 1500s in Svat. B'chol shana v'shana, olim l'shalosh regalim, mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. The people will be all the regal there also. V'osim yom tov yom sheni shagalias, ketikunav, uchemishpata v'chutz la'aretz. V'lo od, and then he adds something that is a machlokas. He says they had shiatav sheni minyanim shemiskabsim minyan mibnei chutz laaretz haoli l'regel umispalei tefila v'koren b'torah umaftirin b'navi b'bracha tchila v'sof k'mo shosim b'yatav sheni b'chutz laaretz v'davar zeh nasim yimei kedem b'fnei gedolei olam v'lo pikpik adam b'davar zeh mei olam. Right, and then he discusses, a little difficult for me, about should they have minyanim or not. By the way, it's clear. First of all, this shuvah is important for five different reasons. It's important to say that people were ola regel even then. Alila regel b'zman hazeh, is there any kiyum? So in the times of the Rav Yosef Karo it was. Number one. Number two, yantav sheni. Number three, what about minyanim? So again, this is what most poskim hold, like the Birkei Yosef quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, from all from the Avkas Rocha. So who argues that's the famous shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi? Chacham Tzvi, though he makes a lot of sense, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, makes a lot of sense, but has not been accepted by the poskim. The Chacham Tzvi says this is not in the usual discussion of Chumrah Sheyatzah Misham. Yes, that's a principle in Maseches Pesachim and elsewhere, but that's not shayach here because Yantiv Sheni, he says Tshuva Nir Lani Az Daiti that Tzrichim Heim Lehisnaig Bin Yoni Amodim Keechan Mibnei Eretz Yisrael Atoshavim Ve'ein Zeh Bechlal Chumri Amachem Sheyatzah Misham. No, it's not related to that sugya. Sheilu Kolan, but he says why? He says, let's say, he says, what about in the days of the Mikdash? In the days of the Mikdash, when everybody used to come to Beit Elul Regel, what, they kept 2 days? All the Bnei Chutz La'aretz kept 2 days when they came to the Beis HaMikdash? Or not? Or not, they didn't keep 2 days. So this is all a zeicha, the whole Yantav Sheni is a zeicha to what was. So we're going to be more machmer than what was, first of all. And then he says, Lo amru, nos elav chumri makam sheyatzah misham, elav chumra sha rasha'in b'nei hamakam sheyatzah zeh misham, linhok chumrasam b'makam anogin l'kula, av mikvu dirasam b'makam alaz, av abadavar sheilu ba'u b'nei makam achumra, lo makam akula, v'kavu dirasam ba'u. If a ben chutz laaretz decides to live here, he's not allowed to keep 2 days, that would be baltosif. That'll be about Tosif, if we see that Shchumr is not Shaykh to this place. Lo Shaykh El Kashim Bim Koman Bechutz Laretz. Avo Biosan Beretz Yisrael, Lo Shaykh, Vekivash of Eretz Yisrael, Isser Hu Lahosif, Yom Echad Ala Mitzvah, Vein Bianachi Eretz Yisrael, Lahosif, Yom Echad, Yosem Yakasuv. So too, if somebody comes, they're not allowed to do it either. Vanir Lani Az Daiti Kasafti. That is the Chacham Tzvi, famous Chacham Tzvi, that minority of poskim hold, the majority is not. You have the middle shita also, as we know, the Rav Tukachinsky mentioned, and Rav Soloveitchik mentioned it in one context in terms of what's called 1.5 days, which is not really 1.5 days, it just means on the second day you hold of the Surim and not don't hold of the essays. But either way, that is the sugyas of one of the places where Chumras Hamakam Sheyatzah Misham comes up, and that's related to this Gemara where Rabbi Chanina says to his Shame, you're from Bavel, Sefer, you cannot partake of this chalef. Okay. We continue now. Tanya, you didn't think Eilu Treifas would get into Yontav Sheni today. Eilu Treifas, Daf Nun. Okay, we do our best. Tanya, says the Tosefta in Mori Katan. Tosefta here is quoted also in Mori Katan. Rav Shum Gamliel Omer. B'nei ayin she nikvu v'lecha sot masan. Let's see the intestines. It's a new section. The intestines got a hole in it, were punctured. And lecha and pus or fluid is coming out. And that closes it up. Ksheva, that's okay. That closes up the hole. My lecha, what does that mean? Amreb kahana, shirka demaya. It is, liquid from the intestines. Rashi says shirka is davuk, it's sticky liquid. The nafik agabduchke, that comes out because of the pressure of the animal's body on it. Okay, so that closes it up. Gemire chavere de Rebbe Abba, mir Rebbe Abba. The friends of Rebbe Abba had a misora from Rebbe Abba, umana Reb Zera in the name of Rebbe Zera, or v'yamrila chavei de Rebbe Zera, mir Rebbe Zera, umana Rebbe Abba. Either way, they said this in the name of Amar Rebbe Abba, b'rei de Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, hachi amar Rebbe Yochanan. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifa. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifas, meaning this statement of the intestines getting a hole and fluid stuffing it up, that's okay. The halacha k'Rav Shimon Avel. And the halacha is also like Rav Shimon in Hilchas Avel. Which halacha? Let's see. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifa. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifas hada amrin. That's what we just said. If the intestines get a hole and the fluid closes it up, that's good enough. K'Rav Shimon b'Avel mayhi. What about Rav Shimon when it comes to Hilchas Avelis? Which halacha? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Call Shlosha, right? This Bryce is about the start of Shiva. Not always simple when Shiva starts. So usually in the usual case, the second that Kvura takes place. A person is buried. So the Mamela, Shiva starts right then. That's the transition of Aninus to Avelus. But what happens if a person does not know? What if his family started sitting Shiva already? And he doesn't know. Ditznan. Call Shlosha Yamim Arishonim. What if a person finds out that his relative was nifter within the first 3 days of Shiva? So the rest of the family is already sitting Shiva within 3 days, and he finds out about it within the first 3 days. Bami Makam Karov, if he comes from Makam Karov, which Rashi says, means that he could have, within a day's journey, so he could have found out, but he just didn't. So then Moni Iman, so it's as if he was part of the group, and therefore he just goes and continues counting with those who already started. Ma'makam racho, but if he came from a far distance, monal atzmo, then he starts his own shiva. Mikan ve'elach, but if it's after the first 3 days, afilu bami makam karov, monal atzmo. If he misses the first 3 days of shiva, then he always counts himself. That is the shita of the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer, no, afilu b'yom hashvi'i, bami makam karov, moni iman. Even if you come on the last day, if you were close by, if you were in the vicinity, so then moni imahen, then you count with them. 2 points. Number one, it's a big discussion. The Shram Sena Balacha, in his commentary on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, discusses how do you determine 1 day today? In the days of cars and trains, you know, do you say 1 day in terms of what it used to be 1 day? Or, you know, it's a much farther distance today that you could get within 1 day. So, how does that determine? Number one. Number two, it's a big question in the poskim. Again, one has to ask a shaila regarding all of these sugyas, and that is in terms of shiva starting or not starting, right? Sometimes what happens is that certain family members stay in Chutz La'aretz while the Aron is taken to Eretz Yisrael, and how do you determine when Shiva, well, the ones who stay, Shiva starts obviously right away. What about the ones that go? There is a concept in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch called Gadol Habayis, the one that the entire family relies on. So does that a principle apply today? How does it apply? What if there are different married couples? Does that always apply to the father, the mother, the breadwinner? So it's not simple exactly how to apply the concept of Gadol Habayis Bizman Hazeh, but that also relates to when Shiva starts. Is it possible for any family to ever have separate? It is possible. Separate countings of Shiva. One will start later and will end later than the other. But this is part of that discussion. This is not the same ramification that we usually have. This is where somebody didn't know about it. But the Gadol Habayis is another permutation of a type of Shiva that might not start right away. Either way, Reb Shimon says that even if it's the final day of Shiva, as long as one was Makam Karov, he counts with the rest of the family. So these were two statements that were said in the name of Reb Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Reb Yochanan. That the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel by Treifus, the halacha is like Reb Shimon when it comes to Avel. So Amar Mandahu. Somebody said, Mandahu. Right? We don't know who it was. Rashi says on the third white line, Echad min ha-talmidim. One of the talmidim. V'lo ha-yuzachurin elu shesidra gemar mihave. The Balei, Ravina Ravashi, didn't know who it says. They just said someone. So-and-so. Plony. So Amar Mandahu. So-and-so said, Ezki ve'esik. Oh, I wish I could be Zoche and go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'agamari l'shmaitza mipumi demara. Oh, this is such an unbelievable statement. I wish I could go to Eretz Yisrael and hear it from the mouth of the one who said it. Another the one who said it. So he wanted to go. So he went up. He was Zoche. Kisalik. So he went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechel Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yechiel Bar Abba. So he found this person. He found this person to ask him about this amazing statement. Because he was very excited about it. Omer Lei. Omer Mar Halakha Shugan Leva Trefa. Wow. You said that Halakha Zagab Shugan Leva when it comes to Trefus, right? This Halakha of the intestines being closed up by the fluid. Amar Lei says, no, ha'ein halacha amri, you got it wrong. I said, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So he says, what? So he says, Reb Shimon ba'avel mai. He says, what about the other half of the statement? Did I get that messed up too? Did they get the Masorah wrong about that too? Reb Shimon ba'avel? Remember, in those days, they didn't have printing presses. It was all by word of mouth. So the game of telephone was a big problem. So Reb Shimon ba'avel mai. So what about Reb Shimon ba'avel? He says, Amar Lei, pluktayonin, that's a machlokas. Machlokes, they got them both. They got both halves wrong. To Itmar, Rav Chizda Amar Halacha, V'chenam Rav Yochanan Halacha. They both said Halacha is like Rav Shimon. For Rav Nachman Amar Ein Halacha, and the Gemara says Ve'Ein Halacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Treifa. The Maskana is the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Treifus. V'Halacha K'Rav Shimon B'Avel. So we got half of it right. Why Damar Shmuel Halacha K'Divrei Hamekel B'Avel? The Halacha is like the Divrei Hamekel when it comes to Avel. Period. Okay, that is a very important concept. Question is, how far do you go in the sugya of halacha k'divrei hamekel b'avel? Tosfos and Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Dalet, says you only say that by machlokas tana'im. That itself is a machlokas. The Mordechai argues on that. So first of all, it's a machlokas whether you're a little bit to a machlokas tana'im or not. The Beis Yosef says in Yoredei in Avelos, he thinks no. It's even my machlokas at poskim, you might apply that, and poskim do apply that at least as a sniff. maybe not just as the exclusive reason, but poskim throughout the Chuvah Sfarim use this principle in terms of poskening. Halacha k'divrei HaMekel be'avel. Tosfos in Maseches Eiruvin. I thought I brought an Eiruvin here. Tosfos in Maseches Eiruvin. Where's my Eiruvin? Here it is, bottom of Memvav of an Aleph, says Tosfos that the principle of Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'avel is not dependent on the fact that Avelos is Durabanan. Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'avel is not just a different form of the principle of Safek Durabanan Lekula. Even if one holds that Avelos is the Oraisa, says Tosfos, you'd still say Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'avel. Venire, says Tosfos, the Afilu B'yom Rishon Shel Avelos, Tavi the Oraisa. Kitamar Bahag, Talacha, Kedivere Meko Ba'avel, Midi Dahavi, Kahalacha, Kedivere Meko Be'erev, Demashmola El Dafilo Havi Da'oraisa, Halacha Kedivere Meko. Kibitakamar, and he quotes there, right? Tosfos compares those two principles, Halacha Kedivere Meko Be'erev, Halacha Kedivere Meko Ba'avel. See, it's not based on Durabanan. Right? We know there's a three way machlokas we've shown him about Avelos, what's Da'oraisa, what's Durabanan by Avelos. You have some Bali Tosfos hold in a few places in Shas that all Avelos is Durabanan. Aninus is Daraisa, right? The pasuk by Aaron and his sons, Hayita Beni Hashem, discussion of Parsha Shmini. So Aninus could be Daraisa. Machlokas, Aninus Laila is Daraisa or not, but Akanav Aninus is Daraisa. Avelus, that's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas, right? Bali Tosfos say that it's all Darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif and others hold that the first day is Daraisa, as long as it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvur the same day. And the rest, if you don't have Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvur the same day, then there's no Daraisa. That's day one. Is Da'oraisa, and the rest is Durabanan. It's the Rambam that we've mentioned many times, the first Rambam, Menuchas Avel, where the Rambam says, how could I say only the first day is Durabanan? Only the first day is Da'oraisa, didn't the brothers sit Shiva for their father? Parshas Vayechi. The brother said, Evel Shivas Yamim. So isn't that the greatest source of Da'oraisa 7 days? That's what the Rambam says, Nitzna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. Right, don't bring me rye from before Matan Torah, even though they said Shiva, that is not a rye that it is Daraisa. That was before Matan Torah. Once Matan Torah happened, Moshe Rabbeinu, he laid down the law for us, and it could be different than what was before Matan Torah. But that is the Shita of the Rambam and other Rishonim about the first day. And some, there are those that hold Avelos is more, some Gaonim hold that Avelos could be more Daraisa even more than one day, but that's the Ha'ara of Tosfos and Eiruvin, Daf Mem Vav and Aleph, that the principle of Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'avel is not connected to Safek Durabanan Lekula. Okay. If you look in the Taz, this is the first of the Yoredeyas that I brought here. If you look in the Taz in Hilchos Avelos, where is it? Taz in Hilchos Avelos notes that, maybe connected to the Tosfos that we just said, that Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Be'avel can sometimes even be more mekel than other Durabanans. Even if this is Daraisa, we just said. But even more mekel than other Durabanans. Right? That's a big discussion, a big Taz here. Two-page Taz here in Shin Sadik Zion, where there's a question about whether this should be Avelos or not. Certain time, Misha Shama Shemes, it's a Mara Mintz. Misha Shama Shemes Lo Mes, Veni Yodea Im Toch Lamed Ola Achar Lamed Yom. Somebody hears that the relative died and he's not sure if it's before or after 30 days. Whether it's Avelos Chadash, Avelos Yishana, Im Chayavelos Abel or not. And he has a long tshuva, V'zeh HaKlal Dvarav, D'yish Svar Lomar, Kivan D'Kikilu, B'inyin Avelos, Kivan Sigad Rabbananu, V'vi B'shem Halachas Hilchas Machos, D'in L'Hakmer B'Avelos, B'Savich T'chomer D'Asi D'Kula, you're going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. So he says maybe you should be knowing some type of Avelos. But the Taz in a long tshuva says many reasons why if you have a subject of Avelos, you'll be Mekel. And then at the end of the tshuva, he says, let me just find the line if I can. He said that this is even more Mekel than here. Upasakti alach lamaisa kain, she'in chiyav Avelos al zeh ha-safek. Beprat acher ha-yesod ha-gadol shehochen ba'avel lahakel, tvei mi b'shar mili drabanan. Ve'ein min aroi lahachmir, da'asi lidei kula l'chal ha-shabes, k'mo she'zacharnu b'shuva d'la'el. He says even more than other drabanans, one would be Mekel in these cases. Okay, that's the principle of Halacha K'divrei HaMekel be'avel. There is just one final tshuva that I wanted to mention that mentions Halacha K'divrei HaMekel be'avel, and that is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva, let me just find it here. The Radvaz writes in Chelek Gimel Simen Taf Kuf Nun Ches, Sha'alta mimeni, odiyecha daiti, b'misha omid al ha'isha v'hakatan b'shas yitzhiyas neshama, im chayiv l'kroa. We know the halacha is that if somebody, Rachmana L'Shan, is in a room and somebody is nifter, so then they have to tear kriya. Does that apply to a woman and a child also? or just to a gadol, a male. That's a shaila. So this is a two-part shaila. Number one, there's a machlokes rishonim. The Radvaz refers to it here. The concept of halacha k'divrei meiko ba'avel. Is that also by kriya? Is kriya included in avel? Because kriya is done before avelus. So does when it says ba'avel, does that also mean kriya? That's a machlokes, number one. And number two is, what about per se? When it comes to kriya, is there any limitation to the laws of kriya b'shas yisias neshama? The Gemara says in Moed Katan, kol ha'omid alamis b'shas yisias neshama, chayav l'kroa, halamaza dome, l'sefer Torah shenisraf, shakol chayav l'kroa. So sefer Torah shenisraf, does that have anything to do with the chiv of Talmud Torah? That's the shayla. By all these halachas, it comes up. Is that the shayla? So he says, Rashi says there, in Moed Katan, shadayin hayazeh yachol lilmod, v'havi sefer Torah. So Rashi connected to the chiv of Talmud Torah, so maybe there is no chiv for an Isha, because she doesn't have a chiyuv for the Lashma, just for the mitzvahs that are shaychter. And what about a katan? What about a katan? Do you say, he's asi lidei? But the Radvaz says, I think though that there are Rishonim that give other reasons. It's not connected to Talmud Torah. The Ramban says, Pirish shahanefesh beguf ka'azkaruz begvilin. The neshama in us is like the shemos of Hashem on the cloth. And it's a mashal ba'almahu, shu hefsid gadol, the charada rabba, the chayiv adam lekroa aleha, kiilu nisraf sefer Torah lefanav. According to that type of svar, that has to do with the neshama, that is applied to men and women and children and everybody. So says the Radvaz, I think lechora, that you should say that you should dare kriya. Aye, what about halacha gadeva meko ba'avel? Says the Radvaz, avelus lechud, v'kriya lechud. And therefore, I don't think you should compare the two. I don't think you should compare the two in that circumstance. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's continue. That's all halacha de remeko ba'avel. Vayter Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya. These two lines are where a lot of the action is, and then we'll go straight. So Rav Simi Bar Chiya says, Makifim b'bnei me'ayim. You're makif by b'nei me'ayim. What does that mean? It means if there's a problem in the intestines, if there's a hole, and you're not sure if the hole came before or after shechita, so what is one allowed to do? One is allowed to make another hole in the intestines right next to the other, the present hole, and then compare them. If it looks similar, so then you could say, hey, just like this hole happened after shechita, so too the first hole happened after shechita. If it looks different, then you'll have to be trimatrophit. So that's what makifin here means. Hahu b'nei me'ayim dasal kami de Rava. There was an intestine that came in front of Rava. Akfinu v'lo idmu. He was makif, and they didn't look the same. Meaning, therefore, it should be a trefa. Didn't look the same, because then you have to assume the first hole came before shechita. Aser v'masharshi brei. But then his son came into the room, and what did his son do? Mimashmesh b'hu. He rubbed the new hole a little bit, the idmu, and then all of a sudden they looked the same. He looked the same. Amar lei minalacha. His father said, how do you know how to do that? How do you know that if you rub it a little bit, it'll look the same? How many hands have rubbed these intestines before they came in front of you to ask the shaila? It was obvious. Obvious that this has been rubbed a lot, so you have to rub them and then it'll look similar. He was so proud of his son. Why? You are as wise and trefus like Rabbi Yochanan is in life. Right? Some say not only Rabbi Yochanan trefus in life, meaning, wow, you are... Right, he was the gold standard. Rabbi Yochanan was the gadol hador, and therefore he was very excited that his son knew this. Vayter, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar d'Amri Travayhu Makifim Bereya. You could also do that with the lungs. You can make a new hole and compare them. Amar Rava lo Amran Ela Ba'osa Aruga. That's only in the same row. We spoke about the lungs have different cavities, so it's only in the same row. Avo Me Aruga La Aruga Lo, but different rows you can't. The Hilchasa, but we pass Gafil Me Aruga La Aruga. Even from a row to a row, you're allowed to be Makif Midaka La Daka Migasa La Gasa, as long as it's the same category of animal. Avo Lo Migasa La Daka Avo Lo Midaka La Gasa, but not different types of animals. Abaya Varava Dami Travayu Makif and Bakana. They say you're allowed to be Makif by Kana, by the trachea. Amr of Papa, lo Amran ela ba'osa chulya. They say, Rav Papa says, only by osa chulya. What's osa chulya? We had a couple of days ago. Chulya, according to Rashi, meant a group of three rings. The trachea has a bunch of rings. So if you have the three, as long as it's within that section of chulya, that could be a good test. Avo mechulya lo chulya lo. But not switching areas on the trachea, because different trephas might look different. The halacha is, even from section to section, it is good enough to do it. As long as it's on the same side of the trachea, the upper part or the lower part. One part is called the chulia, one part is called the bar chulia. So as long as it's on the same area, same side of the trachea. Right, because then it looks different if one does it on different sides. Period. Stop there for a minute. That was all the sugya of makif. If you look in the shach, this is the next chelik of Yoredei that we're using here. If you look in the shach in Simen Lamed Vav, Sif Yud Beis, the shach says that you're allowed to use this these ways of hakafa only if there are no other ways to do bedika. And there's no other tliya. Let's say there's no ze'ev, and there's no choshesh that a butcher held it. Let me just read you the shach. Says the shach, the kolhecha de ika lemitli bezeev o betavach kasher below hakafa. Hakafa is only done as a last resort. Right, if you think of an animal made a hole in it, if you think that the butcher might have made the hole with his hands after the shechita, then you'd be able to be tola on that, and then it'll be kosher. If you have a last resort, you have no other attribution that you could give these nekavim to, then you do this hakafa. The Marshal quotes us also. V'achim uchach nami lehedya u'mashe kasav b'kolbo neged zeh nirishto soferhu. Fine. But then the question is, right, so that's the point number one of the shach, is that this is only used as a last resort. What happens if you have one of these other tliyas and you did hakafa anyway? Does the hakafa knock out the tliya? Well, you have a tliya. Oh, I think a wolf did it. I think it was the tabach. But then I did the hakafa and they didn't look like each other. So then, do I say that, oh, you did the hakafa, and therefore, you have to say that this is a problem, because the nekav came before the shechita, because it doesn't look similar or not. So what do you say in that case? So that's what the shach continues. The shach is, O katzav agos mordechai sham, tekol hecha de talinan afilu I makifo. A taliyah could beat out the hakafa. Velo dami kasher, de samchinen achazaka. De samchinen achazaka. So the Shach says this. The Shach says that even if you did hakafa, if you had a tliya, the tliya beats out the hakafa. That's what the Shach holds. The Dagam Ervava there, I'm not going to read it, the Nodabi Huda there, argues on the Shach, says, what are you talking about? Hakafa is a good test. Therefore, if you have a good test, then if it beats out the tliya is just a chash. That is one. The Ramah, though, says at the end of that simen, the end of simen lamed vav, os, hey, our minhag today is, even though you have all these halachas and gemara and shulchan aruch, we don't rely on hakafas. We don't be ma'av any shailas, just don't deal with it. Miyu bizman hazeh ein onu bekiyin, vein lismoch ahakafa klal lahakshir. We're not ma'akev at all. To be matched to the animal, if you have a suffix, you just throw it out. Just trafe it up. That is the Ramah. This is not the only time the Ramah does this. There are various times the Ramah says, we're not Pekiyan, and therefore, even though you have the Gemara, and even though you have the Shulchan Aruch, we don't rely on these rules of Hakafa. The Ramah says this as well later on in Yoredei, in Simen Tzadik Beis, in Simen Tzadik Ches. I'll read you the one in Tzadik Ches. Shulchan Aruch says in Tzadik Ches, those who learned Yoredei and Issa V'Heter spend a lot of time on this sugya, and then they get to the Ramah, and the Ramah knocks it all out and says it's not Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, Isser Shirasari V'Heter. We'll get to these sugyas Hashem later on. Min b'she'en omino. You have an isser that falls into heter. Min b'she'en omino. Kigon. Chalav shenisar b'basar. You have milk that fell into meat. Right? You don't know if there was enough to be mavatel it. Yat imenu ovi kochavim. Give it to a guy. Im omer she'en bo tam chalav. If he says that it doesn't taste like milk. Osha omer she'ish bo tam elashu pagum. Or he says it's a pagum taste. Mutter. It's mutter, so you gotta trust a guy. V'hu shalo yesof al hashbiach, as long as it's not, even if it's pagum, it's not gonna be sof al hashbiach. V'tzarach shalo yedash esom chanalav. He has to be maseach l'fitumo. He can't know that you're relying on him. V'mei shamo v'kol chavim l'tomo. And if there's no guy, then you measure b'shishim. That's the shulchan, that's what the shulchan aruch says. Some rishonim say you have to dafka use a kfela, you have to use an expert baker to know. But this is all the halachas quoted in shulchan aruch. Then the Ramah says at the end, the A noagemachshav lismocha akum. Again, the Raman knocks it out the Lamaisa, we're not Bakiyan, and therefore we cannot rely. We're not Bakis. That is the happens a lot. It even happened in Arachayim. I just thought of it now, but I didn't bring it. But the Arachayim, right, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to repeat certain parts of Shimon Esrei if you don't have Kavana. The Raman says, no, you know, we're not Bakiyan in Shimon Esrei anyway, even Jews, and therefore we're not we don't rely on that. That we're going to have Kavan the second time, therefore you don't have to repeat. Again, that's the Rama in various places. You have it here by Hakafa, you have it by Samchin and Akfela, and you have it also in Simon Sadik Beis earlier. Okay, but we'll continue. Weiter. Amrisa Ibri, fourth to last line. Chalcholas and Nikva Kshera. If you have a chalcholas, which is the rectal bone pipe of the animal that brings out the waste, if it gets a hole in it, Kshera, that's kosher. Why? Hovi Yerechayim. Ma'amidos osa. It's surrounded by the bones of the ribs and the hips. So therefore, even if there's a hole in the rectum, it's not going to leak out, and therefore, it's not a trefa. The kama, how much? Like, is there a limit on how big of a hole? Amrabi loy, Amrabi Yochanan, makam he daveg barubo, in the place that it's very close to the hips, so then even if a lot of it got a hole, so it's still kosher. Shalob makam he daveg b'mashu. But if it's not in that area, if it's already maybe on its way down, and it's not connected to the, next to the hips anymore, so then it will be a problem, even a mashu of a hole. Amrura, banakame de rava, mishme de rav nachmin. Right, so this was all said. The name of Rabbi Yochanan. So this statement was said in the front of Rava in the name of Rav Nachman. Amar. So Rava answers. Lav mina mina luchu. Didn't I tell you? Botitzlu bay buki sriki. Don't hang empty bottles on people that you don't know. Basically means don't quote things in the names of people that you're not sure of. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said makam hidavik afilu nidav kulo kasher. Not just rubo. If it's in the place where it's connected to the hips, even if the entire membrane around it was taken out, it's still kosher. As long as at the edges there's enough that was left over in terms of one grab. V'yikama, what does one grab mean? That you can put a hand around it? Amar Abaya, kumlo betata betura, just a finger's length, even by an ox, even by a large animal, still, as long as you have a little bit left at the top and at the bottom, so that would be good enough. Right? This we could speak for a while about not going to, about Omer Dava B'Shem Amro, Mevugula La'olam, you have to get it right. You have to quote the right things and the right from the right people. I like to quote the quote of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, told this Talmidim once, you could quote my Torah in your name. Just don't quote your Torah in my name. Right? The Chassam Sofer says his Torah is open for everybody, but just don't attribute to him psakim that he never gave. Okay, Hakaras Apanimi, Vaito, let's talk more about the different stomachs of the animal. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel, said in the name of Rav, Heid Nasan Barshila, Reish Tavchai de Sipori, Nasan, who was the head shokin in Sipori, said, Lifnei Rebbe, Mishum Rebbe Nasan, in the name of Rebbe Nasan, Ezri Karasat Panimi. If you look back in the Mishnah, back in the beginning of the Perek Adaf Membeis, there was an inner stomach and an outer stomach. What's the inner, what's the outer? So we're going to have a couple of opinions. What's the inner? Ezri Karasat Panimi, Sanya Devi. Literally, Sanya is to hate, right? The Sanya Lach, right? The Avhaftal Recha Kamocha Gemara in Shabbos. Sanya, that's hated, Devi by wolves, from the word Zaev, Dalan and Zion switch in Aramaic. Sanya Devi, what's hated by wolves? What does that mean? It means the part of the stomach where the waste is. So even the wolves won't eat it. That's the inner stomach. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Sanya Devi, he also said it. Rabbi Shmuel Amar is Tumcha de Karsa. Different area of the stomach. Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makam Tsar Yesh Bekeres, Veni Yodea Izehu. It's a place where it gets a little narrow, but I'm not sure exactly what the border is. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nafal Karsa Bebira. What a great, Ravasi said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The narrow spot, but I'm not sure where. So he really helped us out, says Rav Nachman. Keres, the stomach borders fell into the pit. Meaning, what is that? You didn't help me out. Just the narrow part. Amar Avacha Baravava, Amar Avasi, Minametzer Lamata. It means where it really gets narrow, Minametzer, the place where the keres is, goes towards the veshet. Right, so let's say if the animal is standing, so where it gets skinny towards the front of the animal. That's where Ravasi says, that's the inner stomach. Rav Yaakov bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel Makom She'ein Bo Milas, in the place where there's no inner hairs on it. Rashi says Milas is like wool. It's a little furry inside, so that where you don't have that anymore, where it goes back up into the veshet. So that's where, that's called the inner stomach. Again, there are different rules of inner and outer stomachs for Hilchos Treifas. That's why it's important to know. Rabbi Avina Amar Geneva Mishmei Derav Tefach Beveshet Samach Lekeres Zuyi Keres Apanimis. The first tefach in the veshet, in the esophagus, close to the karis, that's the karis apnimis. Army, all these different opinions. Army b'ma'arav and mishmei de Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, kol ha'karis kulo, zui ha'karis apnimis. The entire karis, the entire stomach is called the inner one. Veizeo karis achitzon, what's the outer one? Basar achoves rav ha'karis, the meat on top of it. The basar that goes around it, that's the outer one. Rabba barafuna amar, mifrata. The mifrata. What does the mifrata mean? My mifrata. Amar Rabbi Avya, hecha de pari tavchi. The place where when shochtim, where butchers open up the animal to take out the innards, that's the outer stomach. That's the outer stomach. Benarda avdi krabba barafuna. In Narda, they went like krabba barafuna, this last shita, by the mifrata. Amalei Rav Ashi lamei markala nishmaitzamai. What about all the other opinions? Amalei kulu shaykhin b'drabba barafuna. They're all very similar. They're all included in Rabba barafuna shita. The mafrata, all of those are open, are magula, when the butcher opens up. Udrav asi amar Rabbi Yochanan amai. What about that shita? Do you totally reject that shita? Rav asi the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei kfar pirsh, Rav acha bar avya. He already said, it's when it gets skinny going towards the veshet. Udrabi avino ubnei marava amai. What about those opinions? Amalei hani vade pligi. Yeah. I argue on those. The Minhag of Narda is not like those opinions. Some of these opinions overlap, some of these opinions are different. So these are the ones that some of them fit with Narda and some of them don't. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bigdola. Next, Rabbi Yehuda had different shitas about the bigger stomach and the smaller stomach. Big and small. What the language, if you remember back on the Membeis, Rabbi Yehuda's lashon was Hagdola Tefach Vahakatana Beruba. The Gadol goes by a tefach, and the ketana goes by majority. So what did that mean? What does gedola and ketana mean in that context? So, Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Balazar, lo gedola, gedola, mamish, lo ketana, ketana, mamish. It's not objective, right? It's not objective, right? It's gedola and ketana, mamish. Ela, kol shenikra ba tefach, velo havi ruba. It's a stomach as follows. If a tefach is ripped, and that's still not a rove of the circumference, zui sheshenina b'gedola tefach, that's a big animal. And therefore, a tefach would be enough for that animal. Ruba v'lo avi tefach. What if a majority is ripped, is cut, and that's still not a tefach? So, but it's rove. Zui shishaninu b'ktana b'ruba. That's a very small animal, and you'd go by rove there. Ruba v'lo avi tefach pshita. One second. By the small animal, you have to tell me you'd go by rove even though it's not a tefach. It's pashit. If it's rove of the area, of course it's going to be trafed up. Lo tzricha davi tefach b'mashehu. No, maybe the chiddush is a case where the rove is just under a tefach. So ma'al d'teimach in mikra b'tefach. You might think that if it's so close, you might have to get a tefach in order to be a trefa, lo avi trefa, and until you get a tefach, it's not a trefa. Kamash malon, even though it's not tefach, it's still rove, and therefore it would trafe it up. Finishing up, Amar Geneva Amar Avasi, Nikdara Kisela Trefa. If a hole was made the size of a coin, it's a trefa. Why? Shem Timatach Tamar Ala Tefach. Because a sela is the size that if you would stretch it out and change the shape from a circle to a rectangle, it would be the length of a tefach. Amar B'chia Bar Abba, L'didi Mifresh Aliminei De Geneva, Amavr De Narda. It was explained to me at the border crossing of Narda. Meaning when they were waiting for the toll, they were talking in Torah. At the border crossing of Narada, why those two words in Shas? To teach me that halacha. That when you're waiting for something, you gotta learn Torah. Amivr de Narada, kisela kshera. Right, it was explained to me exactly like a sela is kosher. Yasser mi kisela trefa. It's just more than a sela the trefa. That would be a tefach if you'd stretch it. Vakama yasser mi kisela. How much more than a sela? Amr of Yosef. Could go into island slas kishyasa. Like putting, like if the sela is like if you would put in three pits of dates. Put in three pits of dates, bitsipa, bidukka. If the date pit still has a little fuzz on it, that usually when you eat a date, there's still a little fuzz on it after that's when it's left over. So if it has the little fuzz on it, bidukka, the size that it would take to push it in hard, below tzipa, if it doesn't have the stuff on it, berafcha, it will be easy to push it in because it's skinnier, period. Fine, that's all the shiurim about Nikdara Kisela. There is just one other, we'll get to the last chelik of Yoradeya that I haven't used yet, and that is, what does this teach me that sometimes if you have a circle, you have to change the shiurim to make it into a longer shiur in order to know what the tefach is. This comes up as well in, as we know, in Hilchas Ksamim, in Hilchas Nida, where the size of a kesem is a size of a kesem is a gris, which for various reasons Chazal came up with that size in terms of being choshesh in the olden days of ma'acholas. But for whatever the reason is, that's the shear that we go by. So the shear is a gris, which is basically the post can say the size of an American penny. But what if it's in a different type of shape? different type of shape. So you have to, they have these charts now. You have to change the shape and figure out what the size would be, related to grist. Just like our Gemara says, related to Isar and Tefach, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadik says, I'll read you the Lashon, right? Only the size of a gris. Lo gazra la kasim elam king yishbo kagris va'od. V'shir agris, right? Gris va'od, like an isar va'od in ours. V'shir agris, he quotes k'tes adashim, k'dal Cyrus, v'chulu. V'chol zman she'im bo kazeh hashir, anotol and lomar dam kinahu. Ava v'shlo harga kina. Ava k'sheish bo kazeh hashir, it doesn't matter what shape it is, you put it all together, bain, tolan, bakina, bainim hu meruba, oim hu aruch, doesn't matter what the shape is. So too, in Hilchos Nida, we also change the shape of these items. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.